Thank you, Blessing and Jonga. Good evening, Zimbabwe. You are listening to Studio 7 from the Voice of America on Wednesday, March 5th, 2014. Thank you for joining us live from Washington. This is Sandra Nyaira. Studio 7 is going out to you on 909 medium wave and on 4930, 5940 and 154.55 shortwave frequencies. On the internet, you can find us at www.studio7news.com. Also, send us text messages at 001-202-465-0318. Here are our top stories this evening. An 11-member cabinet committee tows Cholocho in Matabeleland North to assess the damage caused by recent floods and assisted affected families with food and clothing.
We well received. People explained themselves as to the challenges that we are encountering, the people we had to that we came, and a number of connections were made to the communities that are affected. A mini-meal blanket and the tentage has been provided.
Our Finance Minister Patrick Chinamasa says Zimbabwe will not negotiate with the United States to improve the inflow of the US dollar into the economy despite difficulties, and he cites the so-called targeted sanctions imposed on Zimbabwe's President Robert Mugabe and members of his inner circle. And the European Investment Bank is this month expected to send its officials to Harare to identify local banks to work with in an effort to resume lending capital to local industries. A newly formed cabinet committee comprising more than 11 government ministries tasked with addressing the flood situation in the country today told Cholocho in Matabeleland North to assess the damage and assisted affected families with food and clothing. The delegation, which was led by Senior Minister of State Simon Kayamoyo, comprised of local government minister Ignatius Chombo and his information and transport counterparts Jonathan Moyo and Obed Mpofu respectively. Others were ministers of defense, agriculture, education, health, home affairs, water and mines, namely Sydney Segeramai, Joseph Made, Lazarus Dokora, David Parenyatwa, Kembo Mohadi, Sevia Kasukwere and Walter Chidakwa respectively. Flooding in Cholocho was caused by the spilling of Garia Dam and the overflowing of Gwai and Zumbani rivers. Also affected areas include Butabulili, Garia, Zokotsi, Mchina and other areas. Opposition parties and civic organizations in Matabeleland recently highlighted that areas affected by floods in the region were neglected by the government in favor of Mashingo, where thousands of families were left homeless after the Tokwe Mkosi Dam overspilled and left thousands homeless. But Minister Mpofu tells reporter Sitandekile Mhlanga, the cabinet committee is systematically visiting all affected areas in the country, and villagers in Cholocho welcomed the government assistance.
We had the inspection over the areas that were covered by the floods, like Teta, Utawavili in Cholocho, and some places in Kuza by helicopter. And this is an exercise that has been carried out throughout the country in Mashingo, as well as in Matele North. I think the team is proceeding to other areas which have been affected by the floods. It was really a situation where we had a program to deal with areas around the country, not specifically in Cholocho. But today we've been in Cholocho, we spent the whole day there, we just arrived. And I think the general feeling is that, people need assistance, and we have provided that assistance, and we've actually got other stakeholders helping with the plight of the people in those areas. Stakeholders such as NGOs, Plan International. So from here we move into other provinces where people have been affected by this. So there is no justification by those that say the material has been neglected, because you cannot just concentrate on one area when you are faced with a national disaster.
What came out of your assessment, and what do you intend to do about it as the different ministers?
We are in dire straits, and we were well received. People explained themselves as to the challenges that they were encountering. The people were happy that we came, and a number of donations were made to the communities that are affected. A meal blanket and the tentage has been provided. Jubilation of the people affected. So we don't want to be guided by people's perceptions about whether the place is neglected or not. This was not done today because the minister was there. It has been done since the beginning of the flooding by the governor and the other stakeholders.
That was Transport and Infrastructure Minister Obet Mpofu on the line from Cholocho. Meanwhile, Cholocho South Member of Parliament Roslyn Sipepa, who beat Information Minister Jonathan Moyo in the last parliamentary elections, says she was snubbed by the committee, although she says she was instrumental in addressing the floods situation in the area and could have highlighted important issues to the highly powered ministerial delegation.
I want to believe that the ministers, the team that went to Cholocho today, it was as a result of my kind. So when they got there, I tell you, it was politicking and not talking to the people that are faced with this disaster. And they actually said, where is the person that you voted for? And then, you know, people wonder, those people are talking to mature people of Cholocho, not reasonable people. And then they say, where is your MP? When in actual fact, they know that I was not invited. The DA actually said she was not told to invite me.
Do you think your presence would have enhanced this meeting since you have been on the ground before?
They voted for me. Obviously, they have a trust, they have so much respect for me. And we've worked together. We are a family. With the chiefs that are there, surely one or two, of course, the chiefs are told what to do. But for us, you know, working with the chiefs and the Osobhuku, Labo Mlisa, especially Osobhuku, they were going to help.
That was Cholocho South Member of Parliament Roslyn Sipepa Nkomo on the line from Harare.